Hi, my name is Courtney White. I am co-founder and executive director of the Quivira Coalition, which is a nonprofit organization based in Santa Fe, New Mexico, USA. We started Quivira about 15 years ago to wade into the acrimonious debate at the time between ranchers and environmentalists and others out here in the western part of the United States. We took a vow right from the start not to do any litigation or legislation. We wanted to start over at the grassroots. In effect, I think of ourselves as the ultimate grassroots organization because we want to talk about literally the grass and the roots on ranches. We held workshops, talk about land health and restoration and ranching, progressive cattle management. We eventually got involved in a lot of creek restoration work, trying to restore creeks to health the way that some ranchers were restoring their rangelands to health. We had a lot of, and still have a lot of, degraded rangelands out here. And the idea of land health got lost in all this fighting going on between various interest groups, and we thought this was kind of nutty. Ranchers and environmentalists had more in common than in difference, so we decided to sit down and kind of start over at the level of grass and roots. It has grown over the years. We have expanded to kind of go with the times and deal with new challenges that have come down the road. We got involved in restoration activities. We ran a ranch ourselves, got involved in local food production, grass-fed beef here in the Santa Fe area, which went really well, and I learned a lot, and I became, in the process, I'm a former environmental activist who became a dues-paying member of the New Mexico Cattle Growers Association, which was probably a surprise both to the Sierra Club, which I was part of, as well as the Cattle Growers Association. But we kept pushing on as challenges changed. We got involved in some climate and carbon issues recently. We had a conference here in New Mexico last year about how to look at climate and carbon and ranching and food issues. I've done kind of a lot of thinking and research on it. A lot of the ranchers that we know are doing very good stewardship in the context of climate and carbon. Many of them don't know it. They're just busy growing grass and improving water cycles, producing local food. And we kind of put all that together in an event last year. And a lot of Quivira's work over the years, which is devoted to building resilience in these landscapes for all kinds of changes, I realized had a strong climate and carbon connection. And I look forward to learning more about what's happening in Australia, and maybe we can build some bridges and work together.